Hey, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Into the Cyberspace. I'm your host, Max Ronan, and I got some topics I want to share with you, so stay plugged in. Hey everybody, this is Max Ronan, and you're listening to Horizon Gaming News, home of gaming and tech news from across the world. Today's topic is Apple's first M2 MacBook Pro orders arriving to customers in New Zealand and Australia. The first M2 MacBook pre-orders have begun to arrive for customers around the world. Customers in New Zealand are among the first to receive Apple's latest notebook. The new 13-inch MacBook Pro with M2 chip officially releases on Friday, June 24th, local time. The M2 MacBook Pro models are beginning to arrive to customers who pre-ordered the machine last Friday, and a new MacBook Pro owners will likely soon be sharing the experience with the updated M2 chip on the Mac Rumors forums. New Zealand, however, does not have Apple stores, so customers in Australia will be first able to pick up an M2 MacBook Pro. Stock in Australia will give us an idea of what we might be able to expect from other stores worldwide. What I think may actually happen, and I think is crippling New Zealand, is the fact that they don't have their own Apple store. And they're kind of losing some of the customers that they would gain by having an Apple store. And on top of that, sometimes the pre-orders may go wrong. And even though we still have this scalper nation that's, I should say, this scalper nation that's buying up all the pre-orders, that could pose a problem to the customers in New Zealand. And perhaps the finances in New Zealand and the money that they would have earned from the pre-orders. But I hope it all goes well for New Zealand, and I hope they do figure it out. And today, we also have two more topics to talk about. Topic two is Amazon Alexa will be able to mimic deceased loved one's voice. That may go a little good, a little bad. It's a little eerie, though, to hear that. The latest iteration of Amazon's Alexa voice assistant could sound eerily familiar. The company announced on Wednesday during its annual ReMars conference, which focused on artificial intelligence innovation, that's working on an update to its Alexa system that would allow the technology to mimic any voice, even a deceased family member. In a recent video shown on stage, Amazon demonstrated how instead of Alexa's signature voice reading a story to a young boy, it was his grandmother's voice. Rohit Prasad, an Amazon senior vice president, said the updated system would be able to collect enough voice data from less than a minute of audio to make personalization like this possible. Rather than having someone spend hours in a recording studio like how it's done in the past, Perez did not elaborate on when this feature could launch. I feel as though this feature could be a really good feeling of nostalgia for most people, especially ones who may need to have closure, but never did have closure. But also, if they can jazz it up and add a feature where the deceased voice would, you know, give them motivational speeches or something that the person would say to their loved ones, I think they might actually see a great increase in their stats. And last news comes from comicbook.com. A recent search and recent news suggests that recent rumors suggest that a Ghost of Tsushima 2 is in effect, as in produce. I can't wait to see what that looks like. I can't wait to see how many levels we're going to have to fight. And most importantly, I cannot wait to see Feudal Japan again and to see what Jin Kazama has been up to. But that being said, what are your thoughts on today's news? My name is Max Ronan. Thanks for listening to Horizon Gaming News. And remember, video games are rated E for everyone. Stay tuned for the next episode. Peace out, y'all. Thanks for stopping by and tuning in. I want to say thanks to all the listeners who listen to me. And as always, I'm your host, Max Ronan. And if today's topics were informative, please give a thumbs up and have a great day.